Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
This is Abion Kalo, and welcome to today's reading, Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. Today we will skip chapters 4 and 5 of the book of Hebrews, and we will consider today the second half of chapter 6. But in chapter 3, the reading yesterday, let's remember that the Israelites blew their chance by doubting God. And we also learned that we've got a better offer through Jesus. So don't mess it up by losing faith. And today in chapter 6, we will learn that we have an unshakable hope in Jesus. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 9 to 20. Though we speak thus, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things that belong to salvation. For God is not so unjust as to overlook your work and the love which you showed for his sake in serving the saints as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness in realizing the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely I will bless you and multiply you." And thus Abraham, having patiently endured, obtained the promise. Men indeed swear by a greater than themselves, and in all their disputes an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he interposed with an oath, so that through two unchangeable things in which it is impossible that God should prove false, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to seize the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Life can be full of uncertainties, but one thing is solid. Jesus is our anchor. When everything else is shaking, he is the one thing that never moves. Are you truly grounded in him? Or are you still looking for stability in things that won't last? Reflect on this. How does knowing Jesus is your anchor change your perspective? Are there things in your life that you're relying on instead of God's promise?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.